Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, that's funny how that works, isn't it? You're down 2-0. Got a Friday, Sunday, and next thing you know, you get here Monday morning. It's a 2-2 series heading back to Toronto. And that Panthers team last night looks like the team that we saw last year in the playoffs, and it was like for everybody in the NHL, including those great folks up in Toronto, whining about all the calls that went against them in that first period, those why-me-ers, they're going, holy crap, Panthers are starting to look like the Panthers. Big Bob gets a shutout, didn't have to face a lot of shots, just 23. And they got rolling, made a couple adjustments. Paul Maurice has it with his lines, and man, they controlled the game. They were aggressive, 37-23 in shots. The forechecks, the forechecking was unbelievable. And they're just playing different gear again. And last night, I know it was only 2-0. Hell, it was only 1-0 going one zip going into the third period there, but it just didn't feel like it did. It just kind of. And by the way, Joseph Woll, the goalie for Toronto, played great, 35 saves. But, man, and then got a little nasty. You knew it was going to get a little nasty. Domi took a little shot at Barkov there at the very end of the game, and that got everybody going. So now everybody can whine about that, and we'll go back and forth, whether it's clean or if it was dirty, and whether it should have happened, and, you know, all those things. And, you know, I always like to go, and I started doing this because Toronto, you know, listen, I get it, man. I know what you're going through. You just can't get back to the big show. I know it. You've gone to the playoffs, and you lose early, and it's a hockey. I mean, it is a big-time hockey market. We get it, man. I get it. And you come up short, but the amount of whining. And I listened to some of the guys last night. Oh, my God. None of those. Only maybe one. Well, late. The late power play was you flip it out of the ice there. It's without anybody touching it. That's going to be a 2-minute. But they were complaining about the other calls, the other power plays. And it's like, stop it. Stop it. I always love when you do that. You didn't score anyway. All right. So. You stop most of them till the very last one, the fourth power play in that first period. It was a lot, and the Verhaeghe goal, and Sam Bennett the second goal. So a lot of good stuff last night. We'll be talking more about that, and a little bit later, Billy Lindsay will join us. We'll talk to him early in the show. Pat Riley spoke on Friday, And like everybody, I call him Woody. Woody, I'm doing something right now. What happened? And honestly, if you're to sit back, and I did say there was a chance, but it just didn't make sense to me. But obviously, with everything going on, you're 80 years old, and you're coming off a really bad year, and you don't have a very good roster, and the Jimmy Butler stuff. And hey, listen, it was a lot of messy stuff with the Heat this year. And Pat's not backing down. Not apologizing. Not giving Jimmy a new contract. He's not going to apologize for that. And still stands by, if you're not playing, keep your mouth shut during the playoffs. Said, I've always told my guys that. I loved it. Get healthy. Said, hey, Jimmy, shut up. Get healthy. Let's come back next year and let's do it. If you play well, I'll give you that contract. And if you play enough games, and we'll do it. Talked about the culture. Culture is still strong. I'm not going anywhere. I heard this one. I hope it's true. God, Pat, I hope it's true. 80 is the new is what do you say? 80? And it feels like 60, or is the new 60? And I was like, I hope so. I get it. Pat wanted everybody to know that he's Irish and he's got a lot of energy left. Feel great. I'm not leaving. And we need to make some changes, which we all understand. I don't know, man. I know a lot of people think it's going to end up being to keep Bam and Hero, Bam and Tyler, who he kind of made it clear that he'd like to keep around, is to somehow get Kevin Durant. So anyway, here's a little Pat Riley.
No, I'm not going to apologize for saying no on a contract extension when we didn't have to. And I don't think I should. And I will always say that to the players. If I was coaching, you know, keep your mouth shut. I'll see you next training camp. And you get it back, you know, on the court. But it's different today with players. So anyhow, that's what I want to talk about.
Oh, well.
With Jimmy. I've been through those kinds of situations before, even with this team, a couple times. And so it's over. He's done. I wish him well. Good luck to him. And I hope deep down in his heart somewhere, he wishes us well, too.
Yeah, I don't know about that last part, Pat, but listen, it was a good end to a topic right there to think that Jimmy Butler, who's got their own problems right now with Steph Curry out trying to win games against Minnesota. But anyway, we'll tease in a little bit more about that. But hey, he talked to, obviously, Mickey and Nick, the owners of the team, father and son. And he said, let's do it. Let's keep rolling, Pat. You're here. I think we all thought that too, that those guys weren't going to run him out all of a sudden. That wasn't going to happen. And we'll see what happens here. We had Dolphins had their rookie mini camp. We'll have a little bit later on in the show about that. And I just want to say one thing. And they had a lot of rookie free agents out there, and that's what this time of the year is about, guys you really like that didn't get drafted, and try to sign them. And once you get them, we'll probably end up keeping a couple of those guys because we do every year. I'd say we average two guys a year end up making a 53-man roster, and at some point, you know, the Cater Kohu and the Storm Duck, and we've had some different rookie free agents get a chance to play some, and Cater's ended up being a really good player, really good, solid player, and he's going to be back, as of right now, the number one corner on your team, and those are great stories. But I got to say something. It's not negative, because you always hope you find one of those special guys. It does help. And this thing's about those draft picks, man. You spend a lot of money on those draft picks, signing bonuses, studying them, bringing them in, getting to know them really, really well. And I'm not taking away. I know everybody's got stories to read, you know, stories. And there is a lot of rookie free agents, and there's some great stories out there. But this thing, when we sit back, we're going to be talking this year more than we have in a long, long time is about draft picks and how they play. And how quickly, starting with your first two picks, two big guys that are going to start, going to be starters, and the veteran players know they're going to be starters to come in. And then it's really about what are we going to get from that drop-off after that second-round pick that we moved up, and we gave up a lot in between. We got to get something out of the fives, six, and a seven. I know what that just sounded like when I said it. It sounded like Jeff Ireland going back to Hard Knocks, didn't it? Jeff Ireland, who's still not a GM again after his little run down here. Assistant GM, he's done fine. He's fine. He got a personality for assistant GM, actually. Anyway, but look, they're going to have a couple rookie free agents. They'll be great stories, and they'll play well, and they'll look like draft picks. You know, we call them now like, hey, that would have been an eighth or ninth. You know, if we had another pick, that would be the guy in the eighth round, or we had another seventh round pick, that would be our next seventh round pick. That's you try to get those guys you like, and you think, hey, they got a chance to make a 53-man roster, plus they may have a chance to help you on offense or defense. And that's what you're looking for is those kind of players. So we have a lot of stuff to get to here on a rainy Monday. It looks like going to be a rainy Tuesday as well. I got to start with this, Woody, and I haven't even said good morning to you, which I don't know, man. I'm starting to lose it as far as that goes. But Friday night, the WQM party was great. Ended up fantastic. We got a great night, and we want to thank everyone for coming out. The whole team was great. Everybody stayed around, and I think we got a chance to talk to everybody and a lot of folks. And I want to thank Chris Atkins and those guys for always sponsoring all the stuff we're doing at Ed Morse and Teddy, of course, still running the show over there and owner of and done a great job expanding all the dealerships that he has. But it was a fun night. It was a good night to sit around. We don't get to do that. Spent a lot of time with Channing. Lawrence Taylor showed up and spent time.
Yeah,
with
that
us.
Was pretty cool. He just
yeah, hey, by the way,
over.
The greatest defensive player of all time's here.
No, it was a lot of fun, and everyone here came out too, man. All of our stations. I saw had some representation.
DJ Zog came
DJ.
Out.
That
girls,
was cool.
Girls
man.
At 101.5.
Oh, they came
out.
Yeah, you said they
Cameron
were coming.
Cameron G and Julie came out.
How Todd, they everything okay?
They were fine. Todd couldn't keep his hands off Julie, but that's fine. He had too much to drink. But besides that, it was great. No,
hey,
it was good.
Does everybody have one of those people
yes.
at their office
yes.
that just can't keep it together at a,
yes.
at a work event?
And he's a guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's oh, he was. It gave me quite a hug as I was leaving. Yeah,
you know when you start to instead of tap a guy when you want his attention, you start grabbing him or you hit him a little harder.
Mm-hmm.
I've had those guys in football. If you're around football, you're always gonna have a couple of guys that are just don't handle their liquor well, so you get used to it, and you're gonna do it seriously. I know you've had a lot to drink, but you just tapped me a little too hard. Just you went past the friendship thing, and I know you've been drinking, but please don't do that, please. And so he's that new guy. He's the guy here at QAM.
I just want to make sure everyone has one of those.
No.
I
you
guess
have
everyone does, right?
No, we had them. Bo and I always laugh and talk about a couple of guys that love to drink. But
he really
did do a great job of holding it.
Plus, smaller guys, so it doesn't take as much.
I don't know.
You know?
Everybody's different on the I have learned that, too, through here. I don't know a lot, but experience I've learned. Don't ever.
You held it together very nicely. You did a good job.
I have a few, sipped on a few, but no big deal.
So the Heat dancers were out there, which was cool.
No, it was fine. Look at
Birdie was there.
The whole deal was there. You can get a mascots and the dancer. Heat dancers were great, and it was a fun night. So
did
I
you have any of that pizza, by the way?
No.
I know you don't eat.
Don't eat at those things. Strictly drink, and then I did try to get in a water there at some point, one water on the night. But we've got a lot of stuff. So anyway, wanted to thank everybody, and Saturday night, the Jason Taylor Foundation Hall of Fame dinner was fun, and there with all my guys, and that was also a fun night. So busy weekend, Mother's Day yesterday. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day out there and did the right thing and did enough. Y'all, I did enough. I covered for the kids, or I did enough. I went to a flower shop, and she says, Joe, we are expecting you. Matter of fact, some of my family thought you'd be here earlier. Some of the kids wanted to come by and talk to you. And she goes, you're a little bit late. 12:30 on a Saturday. She says, you're a little late. We thought you might hit it first thing in the morning. I said, yeah, you know, I got to get tennis in too, man. I had to get some things in there. But, hey, we've got more stuff to get to here. My God, the Pacers up on the Cavs. So much of that best record in the East. unbelievable. And they beat the crap out of them last night. So Pacers up 3-1. What a story there. After the Cavs, you know what they did to us. You know, they kind of treated us the way they're getting treated right now. And we got a lot of other stuff. This Bill Belichick stuff, man. I got to tell you, you can tell me you're not interested and you don't like the drama and
that
all
that. That's a story that just keeps on giving.
It is incredible.
You know, that thing happened right after we left on Friday. And I started getting people sending it to me that she was banned from UNC.
So I don't know.
Right after we left.
I don't know if that's true, though.
They came out and said it's not, but it's like, I don't know, man. What do you think?
I don't know.
There's probably a little truth to it.
But listen, I know you haven't seen the latest. So when we come back, we got – it's just a vision of stuff that Bill Belichick, one of the, you know, old school coaches of the NFL, my way, highway, I call guys out, my whole life is this, I'm not a media-friendly guy, and just kind of, you know, there's just not much there with Bill except winning games. And to see how he's acting right now is just incredible. Wait until you see and hear the latest of Bill Belichick. We'll have that for you coming up here in just a moment. But first, I want to take a second this morning to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Folks, I got to tell you, man, I know it's a rainy day out there. I know it got up. I heard it last night, heard it early this morning. I said, all right, it's going to be raining here today, tomorrow. But I got to tell you, it doesn't change, man. When you got something you really enjoy driving, and I got to tell you, that 2025 Tahoe is just a blast. You know what the knock on it is right now? It's got so much space. It's just roomy, man. I got to tell you, the big Tahoes are roomy. Hey, let's get into some of the things, though, that Chevy wants to talk about. The all-new Equinox. Well, I'll tell you what, it's sweet, man, with convenient driver tech, eye-catching exterior that you're going to love, and then right over the 2025 Traverse, refined, ready for your family, spacious and comfortable seating for everybody. Plus, plenty of room for everyone's cargo for that that little vacation you're coming up on. We want to make sure, even though it's a midsize SUV, you're going to love it. Hard to imagine getting anybody out there's got more space that for a midsize SUV than the 2025 Traverse. Hey, then let's go over to our big dogs, man, the big, big dogs, and I'm talking about Silverado trucks, man. Really, really hard to beat. At the heart of every Silverado is the strong, capable engine for the job that you have every day. I'm talking to the guys out there that have heavy loads and need a truck that's durable, can keep up with them. In some cases, some of you old schoolers are working 5, 6, 7 days a week. Well, we got 4 strong options for you, each one delivering commanding power, roll-formed high-strength steel, impressive cargo volume, and 12 standard tie-downs. Really is the hardest working bed in the business, helps you conquer the toughest jobs. You probably know that. It's like we've got a Silverado truck, perfect for your lifestyle. Hey, 14 dealerships throughout South Florida. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now. All right.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
All right, so we take a break here for just a second from South Florida sports. Great win last night for the Panthers, even up that series 2-2. Billy Lindsay's going to join us here early in the show, in early 7 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about last night. And, boy, that game last night, that was an ass-whooping. I know it was only 2-0, but that looked like that's the way the Panthers, when they're rolling, and they look like the best team in hockey, that's what it looks like last night. And so tied it back up 2-2, going home. I didn't know, man, the other night, though, Friday night, sitting at that party, and it's 3-1 in that second period, and I go, oh, no. Oh, no. 3-0 is a hard one, man. And all of a sudden now, 4 periods later, you've got yourself a 2-2 series. Here we go back up to Toronto. But before we get to all that stuff and some of the other things going on here this morning, this Bill Belichick watch, now everybody's on with the girlfriend. Hey, listen, a lot of you think, hey, man, let it go. And I come on. I don't really care. I honestly, if Bill and Jordan Hudson, 49 years apart, are in love, it's just, if you've been around, and I've been lucky enough to be up for all the games and a lot of Bill Belichick wins at the Patriots and the way he's dominated this division, and we've been a big part of it. To seeing how he is and the way he is now, that he's not the coach up there, and he's coaching in college at North Carolina. I never thought that would happen either, by the way. So he's got this girlfriend, and he's doing stuff on social media down on the beach, and she's a mermaid, and it's just this crazy, crazy crap that's going on here. So his 24-year-old girlfriend, Jordan Hudson, is in a pageant, Miss Maine. She's trying to become Miss Maine for the USA pageant. And there's Bill Belichick, I think, sitting next to her dad. It's just, I mean, I get the parents go to that, or loved ones go to that, or your boyfriend goes to that, but this is just it's not a granddaughter. It's not your daughter. It's your girlfriend. It's just seeing him sitting there and cheering for her. It's just, you know, you don't think that's the girl that's with Bill Belichick is a girl that's at 24 doing things that 24-year-old girls do, right? The pretty ones, they try to get their careers going. And so she's running the show at North Carolina. When she's not doing that, she's in the pageant. By the way, she finished third. And
he looked like he was walking his granddaughter out of there because she was pissed she didn't win, right?
Yeah.
He looked like he was walking his granddaughter out of
there.
But
it's just weird that
they
Bill
said
Belichick,
the guy sitting next to him was the dad. I don't know. Who knows what's true anymore? But either way, man, this stuff is starting to get a little creepy.
You think?
And then did you see so there's going to be all sorts of stories that come out. I saw that one was like, oh, she didn't want him to say why they met because she was 19 at the time. Like, yeah. It's just this. A lot of this stuff is really creepy.
Well, it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point.
That's overage. I know.
It doesn't matter. It's just weird to see this guy whose whole life has been football. Control freak. One of the last old school NFL. I control everything, how we do it. I guess he went fishing a little bit, but, you know, spending time, you know, in the offseason working on new defenses. And here he is. One of the great coaches of all time. 73 years old at a pageant with a 24-year-old girlfriend. Not your granddaughter. Not your daughter. Wow. That's crazy. And by the way, I don't mind, you know, being 60 years old myself and going to high school graduation. I thought that was kind of weird. And you're looking at 40-year-old parents that are there. I thought, man, I'm one of the oldest dudes in here, still has a kid in high school.
But could put yourself in that position, though, right? You could say if one of your daughters was in a pageant and there was some guy who was 20 years older than you.
Yeah.
Sitting there.
Yeah.
I'm guessing that would be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's I mean, don't get me wrong. He's a famous 73-year-old, one, you know, again, for everything he's done and all the rings and... But it's just.
I'm guessing though, if you have daughters, this probably hits harder because this would be just.
Well, I
just think it's gross.
You put yourself out there, and you're going okay, but it's just like I said, it's a family member. You go, everybody, the whole family that are many seats as you can get, and you go, and it's cool, but just I don't know. You probably don't get too many coaches' wives or girlfriends that are now retired that are trying to win a pageant. You probably don't get that very much. This might be the only one you get for his young girlfriend. All right, I just had it. That was a weird one. I've been all right with the, you know, if that's who you want to date, she's going to be low key in the background and help you. And by the way, you found like this feeling in your heart that you haven't felt and. Your little guy gets excited when he sees her and like, man, I haven't had a girl. Man, it's working. And you get on Atlantic Men's Clinic program. And Bill might be double dosing right now, man, because he just seems like a different dude here as football right around the corner will be starting right back up. So anyway, enough of that. But, man.
You think that North Carolina thing, kind of more importantly, right, because it's going to be an AC, you know, they're an ACC rival here. But does that thing – just train wreck like right away? I mean, how bad is that?
I don't know. So I don't know how good his team is.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And not only that, but I know he has been a good coach. He'll have, I know, have really good defensive schemes because he's always been a really good defensive minded coach. He really has. But does he have talent of other schools? Because at the end of the day, you gotta have some talent. I mean, you can coach them up, you can put them in the right spot, but you still got to have some talent. Ain't nobody winning at any level if you don't have talent. You can coach them up, I can put you there, you be here or there, we'll be fine. But you got to have some guys that, I always say this, that the guy that can catch a hitch pass and break a tackle and run 80 yards, that makes you look pretty smart. Called an 80-yard touchdown, you know, and all you did was throw a little screen pass or something to him, and you got guys that can take off and take it to the house. So we'll see. I have no idea what to expect. But I will tell you, we thought Colorado's been a hell of a story the last couple of years with Dion. Get ready, because Bill Belichick is going to be on national TV a lot, a lot.
People are really going to be rooting for him to fail, though, I'm guessing, too.
I don't
right?
know about that. I mean,
wouldn't you like to see him fail?
I don't.
Let's be honest here this morning, okay?
I'm being honest.
Are you going to be rooting for him?
No, I'm not rooting for him, but
I'll be rooting for him to fail. By the way, it's North Carolina, so like,
mean,
if they fail, it's good.
It kind of goes back with you with just like, I hate this dude or something. Like,
I don't hate Bill Belichick. I think he's a cheater.
I think this has been hilarious. This whole thing has been just, I mean, when you start looking at things that are going to happen.
Is it hilarious or is it gross, though, like the whole thing with the girl?
Well, I just didn't expect it. I don't think anybody expected it and thought this might be a little quick girl crush, and she moves on, and he moves on, and he's going like, look, you're not good for me. And there's no question in my mind that his two sons and his daughter-in-law are not fans.
I think Jordan they probably Hudson. Leaked someone from over there leaked that stuff about she's not allowed.
I don't know. Everybody's trying to be an inside source on this stuff.
Oh yeah, that podcast guy who's like getting all these stories and he's doing all these interviews. Yeah.
Anyway,
what a weird story.
Hey, I got to tell you one thing though. It's hard enough to win that you have this around you, and can you imagine how many times you can be shown on TV? I was thinking about that. Bill Belichick. You think we're not getting enough of what's going on in Kansas City?
Well, they were hyping up that interview that's coming up on Friday with Strahan, but it's like, I don't know. What is Strahan going to do?
So now.
You think he's going to grill him? Come on.
Well, I got news for you. If Strahan doesn't ask tough questions, they're going to be getting on him about the interview.
It's amazing, though, to me that Belichick still, I know he's trying to sell books, but my God, man, doesn't lay low for a minute.
Everybody kind of ratted out the book, though, that he leaves all this good stuff out of his book. He kind of wanted to do, it sounds like, you know, more X's and O's instead of people want to know about Robert Kraft. And I don't know how much Tom Brady stuff's in there, but that's good stuff, right? You could do something just on the relationship of the three of them. I think that's.
It's almost tempting to read.
Amazing.
Right?
Would be great stuff.
I'm not going to, but it is tempting.
Hey, listen, I always say this, Woody. If you step back, whatever you think of it, we're never going to see that again, somebody dominate one conference. And the way the game is structured with free agency, a salary cap, everybody gets the same amount of draft picks, the systems work the same way, for one friggin' guy and one team to dominate the league like that, we'll never see it again. We will never.
Well, we're seeing a small piece of it now with Mahomes.
Small piece. You got a long way to go.
I don't know if Mahomes is going to go that long, but.
What they did. And by the way, not just the championships, but the AFC games, losing in Super Bowls, losing deep in the playoffs. I mean, that was 20 years of domination. And obviously, outside of Brady being the same guy at quarterback, they had a lot of different guys come in. They made the great trades for Moss and Welker on the outside, and they did it different ways and found out had clutch kicker. One of the great kickers was there, and but they found a lot of ways to win. You either choked it away or they won a lot of tight Super Bowls in there. I just give them some credit for that. All right, Woody, I give credit when we come back here, talk a little bit about what's going on here in South Florida right now. And our lead dog story, man, it just gets better and better. And last night, for the first time, I thought, first of all, Tkachuk looks healthier. We'll talk to Billy Lindsay about this. Second of all, the way they played last night's kind of the way they've been. That was like last year. Did last night feel more like the playoffs of last year, the way they were beating people up? It was tough to get shots and Big Bob getting a shutout after a couple of shaky games there early in these playoffs. And now what happened last night. And then it's the same characters, man, Verhaeghe and Bennett and Reinhart.
To answer your question, yes, it feels like they are in control of the series now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That was a beating last night.
What happened?
Yeah, by the way, give that goalie a lot of credit.
Yeah, he looked good.
He played his ass off.
He did. He didn't get a whole lot of help, though. He did not get a whole lot of help. What happened? Once again, silent. Silent were a bunch of guys that have been great scorers with that team in Toronto. We got to go to break. We got more stuff to get to here this morning. Speaking of Bill Belichick, how about Atlantic Men's Clinic, man? Doesn't matter if you're Bill's age, my age, Woody's age. If you're going through it right now with problems with low T and ED, it's normal. Every man has it happen. You know, I didn't even know that. I'm a dumbass. Atlantic Men's Clinic sat down. I was bummed out, man. Full-blown ED and low T and telling them all this stuff, all these guys, and meeting with their professionals, Atlantic Men's Clinic, after I got all the testing done, the T, the PSA test, and say, hey, Joe, man, we just want to let you know everybody's going to get ED and low T. Every guy. Guaranteed. Matter of fact, we got guys coming in here in their late 30s to early 40s, a lot of them. 50s, half the men in their 50s have ED and low T. And you know when you have low T, first of all. You're dragging. You start going, man, I was never like this before. What the hell happened? Now I don't sleep well. Things bother me more. That's all part of low T, man. Low T messes with you. And then it spins right into ED, and that's a whole different problem, man. Sex drive is gone. First, it's partially gone. You got hit and miss with a little lovemaking, but then, boy, I tell you, when it's gone, and it's a problem. It can mess with you, man. And if you're going through it right now, I'm just telling you firsthand to set up an appointment with Atlantic Men's Clinic. Meet with their professionals. That first appointment's the most important one. They have six locations in South Florida. I go to Plantation, 877-455-7300. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMensClinic.com.
Time. Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
For weather, brought to you by the Demesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE. It is 76 degrees. It is raining at the moment, and it says localized flooding is possible, Joe. Good luck out there.
Yeah, well, listen, it was wet this morning. It came down. I told you about that drought thing you were talking about the last couple weeks. We're in a drought. It won't take long. Nobody will be mentioning the word drought. Because we're going to start getting a lot more rain. We got today and tomorrow. And then before you know it, you know how it is. Nice in the morning. You go, it's going to be nice. And then those old thunderstorms come in and it's pouring. And you know how quickly the rain can come down here living in South Florida. Hey, by the way, good morning. Hope everybody had a good Mother's Day out there. Hope you did just what you needed to do, man. Whatever it is, little lady wanted. And I did get this. It's funny. I was just joking when I said it to my wife. I said, you know, she was, well, you know, I kind of hope you, you know, set up a little brunch or something. I said, well yeah, but, you know, you're not my mother, but you have kids. And I was trying to say it, but it didn't come out right. You know, Woody, how it, like, and I realized right when I said it, it was like just another stupid thing that I said. So then I picked it up on Saturday. Yeah, just did a little bit more there. I went, wow, that didn't go over real well with those comments. You're not my mother. You're the kid's mother. And hopefully they're doing some stuff. But then I figure that was a really stupid comment to me.
At least you're realizing these things.
Yeah, but I say them, and then I realize.
Yeah,
then
but,
it kicks
but at least
in.
You realize, though.
I want the thing in front, though. I want to be able, before I say it, to like something hits me in the face and goes, don't say it. And it doesn't.
Like a filter?
Yes, it would be called a filter,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
So, thank you. But I say it, and then I go, oh, crap. Oh, God, I know that. I could tell right away. Like, I said it, and then it just kicks into her brain, and it was like, oh, no. Yeah, that was a stupid thing to say using that one. Now, you know, half joking, but probably didn't come across that way. Sometimes you think stuff sounds like joking, and it's not taken that way. So, hey, we got a nice win last night from the Panthers. Nice two wins. I'll tell you what, man, it's that Amaram Bank thing, man. That Amaram Bank, right? Jerry's place, man, is it works. It's rolling. Good stuff last night. Get a nice 2-0 win. Big Bob back and stops 23 shots. 4 power plays in the first period. And, of course, you're going to get a little whining because this is what fans do. This is what we do. And if we think calls go against us. So then when there's a late hit by Tampa Bay, they're going, well, honestly, you shouldn't say anything. You've gotten every call in this series. So as a fan, you can always spin it however you want. We got screwed, and those are terrible penalties. They shouldn't have been called. It's playoff hockey. What else did I hear? Yeah, I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, man, jeez. And I got to tell you, from that high-scoring team and scoring quickly up in Toronto to what they looked like last night, boy, they had nothing in common. And I got to be honest with you, man. I was a little worried that Friday night game, that second period, they get that early second period goal to go up 3-1. And I went, oh, boy, this can be tough. But they come all the way back, end up winning. Marchand goal there, the overtime winner. But so here we are, man. 2-2, both teams are taking care of home ice. But last night had a little feel. First of all, I think we've all noticed Tkachuk looks like the rust and the injury starting to wear off, and he's getting back to what he looked like and what we're used to him looking like. The guy did have a couple of months off with it. Obviously did have an injury. It wasn't a fake injury. And then on top of that, man, forechecking, strong hits, and they just played at a different gear. They just played at a different gear last night. So good stuff. Then the Max Domi hit at the very end of the game on Barkov got everybody fired up. The best part of that, though, did you see Tkachuk over talking to their guys on the bench? Throws the elbow up and pointing at guys with a stick. It's beautiful. Like he just, nobody gets it going. And all those guys are looking at him, right? And part of them is going, yeah, well, get me. And the other part, and they're telling him, no, he's just trying to get under our skin right now a little bit. Don't let him. We're going home, and we're going to stay focused. And so, but that looked like a Stanley Cup team last night, boy. That looked really good. Panther fans, you should be jacked up. And we do know this. We're going to have a game 6 down here. We do know that. Question is, whether one team or the other going to be playing to move on or if we're going to need a game 7. So, anyway, that's the show last night. Good stuff. We'll have some more stuff coming up. Billy Lindsay going to join us. Early 7 o'clock hour, Panthers radio analyst, former Panther, and talk to him a little bit about the game last night. I always love it, too. Every time somebody gets hit, everybody looks at the hits differently. I notice it in football, Woody. Remember, we see this in football, and we see it in hockey. Like, oh, that wasn't – that was a clean hit. That was a clean hit. It was shoulder to shoulder, and no, the guy didn't see it. It's a blind side. I'm like, oh, my God, it's got this football and hockey thing. And then also hits against the wall that were taking place last night again, and whether it's clean or whether it's dirty or whether it's, you know, I just love all the different stuff that's going with what you get in playoff hockey right now. It's been just fantastic. Hey, by the way, the Marlins lose 2 out of 3 last night to the White Sox yesterday, now 15-24. They've got 3 with the Cubs coming up, and then they're home Friday against Tampa Bay, and then they'll stay home for the next 3 against the Chicago Cubs, who are always fun to watch and have a good team themselves right now. We got to go to break. We've got the 7 o'clock hour coming up. We got a lot of stuff to get to. By the way, you know what's coming out this week too, Woody? That's another date that is incredible. The NFL has also, we talk about the draft, we talk about the start of free agency, and how big the events have become. The other one that is amazing, and that is the schedule release, is May 14th, coming up in just a couple of days. We'll, what's that? Tomorrow night they'll start teasing you with some of the games, and then they'll have it all out there, and you can look to see where you're playing, and including that international game officially, although everybody thinks it's going to be Cincinnati. We'll find out who the Dolphins will be playing over there, and then the rest of the schedule, and when. Win is a big part, right? Win is in who do you play in cold weather where you have this knock on you that you – it's true, by the way. Can't win late in the year in cold weather against good teams. So all that is going to be coming up here in just a couple of days. We'll be talking about that. I do want to take a second this morning to talk to you about Harvey Cohen and Gary Jude. I spent a lot of time with Harvey Friday night. He was out there. And when he's not talking to me about football, we're talking about legal stuff. I'm talking about the partners of Cohn and Judah, personal injury attorneys, Implantation, the same partners who handle your case from start to finish. More than 30 years of experience. When you walk through the door and you meet them and you shake your hand and you start looking around for other attorneys to come out, right, and you think it's going to be a big handoff there, it's not. Harvey and Gary and their 30-plus years of experience each are going to handle your case from start to finish. Big enough to go to trial and get you multi-million dollar results and small enough just to call you back. See, they think communication is important. And if you happen to have an injury right now and you've gone with a law firm for it and they're not letting you, keeping you up to date on your case, maybe it's time to go somewhere else where you can feel like it's important, because it's always important with Harvey and Gary. Go to conanjudah.com, read the reviews, partners who you can always reach even on the weekend. Communication is important besides great results. Hey, I want to let you know all you have to do is go to conanjudah.com or call 866-FAIR-FEE, hear what they have to say. I think you're going to like the personal touch and the results. And remember this, they don't pay other lawyers to do the work you hire them to do.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.